Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. This week, I will be sharing a kingdom concept. It's the concept of a kingdom within a nation. The Bible explains how we, as believers in Jesus Christ, are in this world, but not of this world, meaning our home and citizenship lies in heaven first and foremost. When we operate with heaven's rules, God and the host of angels will work with us to bring about restoration, peace, and prosperity into this world.
For America, we've never had anybody who supported Christian values like we have now. We've had people been fighting for Christians. We've never seen that coming from our White House. We've never seen that coming from our government. There's doors now that are open, and this is like a leeway. And people are trying to make our president God and king. No, he's not that over us. But we have to be able to recognize the times and seasons. As he said, Nehemiah's task. The king then opened the door. He didn't actually do the work. He just opened the door to give God's people permission to go do what God says. And that's what we have been fighting all this time in this country.
Here is this week's message.
Nehemiah got the commission to go forth and rebuild the temple. And you have to understand, so they saw themselves in the word that Isaiah had written how many generations before, and how God designed this book. These are types and shadows of our times. As Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun. So what we need to do is find out what heaven's already created and find ourselves. And this is how you find out what your position and task in life is. And so the Lord said for his church, for his people, we have the Nehemiah task. That's what he called it. The task of restoring the kingdom. What does that mean? The kingdom was here when God created it and made Adam king of the kingdom. So the kingdom was operational when Adam was here. He was the only kingdom on earth. But when Adam fell, that kingdom went elsewhere. Another kingdom arose, the kingdom of darkness, and Satan took over. So since Adam, until the time of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of darkness has been ruling. But God's purpose was also always to restore the kingdom, his kingdom in the earth, the same kingdom Adam had. And even if you go to Acts chapter 1, remember, the Jews knew this was God's plan all along. They always knew that God was going to restore his kingdom. That was the whole purpose of calling his people a nation, a holy nation among the nations. So that he can rebuild his kingdom. And if you go to Acts chapter 1, and let's see, where can we find it? Verse 6. Now, here's Jesus resurrected. They see him, and they come to him, and they say, then they ask him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? They knew there was a command to build, restore, and build. So they were wondering, is it now? Because in Daniel's day, they talked about a rebuild, but they also talked about Jesus, the Messiah, being taken out, being cut off, and the destruction coming again. So they also knew that there was going to be a second rebuild, a second restoration, which had to come before the Messiah came the second time. And that's where we come in. We are the church of Jesus Christ. We were supposed to be preparing for the return of Jesus Christ as the Lord and King. How do we do that? Well, we are his emissaries. We were sent into the earth to spread the good news about this new kingdom and its power, and to give people a demonstration of what it's going to be like when the king actually appears. But how do we do that? By rebuilding, restoring, laying hands on the sick and they recover, raising the dead, multiplying food, multiplying resources. That's part of our inheritance as kingdom kids. And we're supposed to be demonstrating that. So what the Lord was talking to me about, it's been all this morning, it's been real heavy, is that this is our task, much as it was Nehemiah. Now, Nehemiah, they were still under captivity, but this time the Persians had them. They went into Babylonian captivity, but the Persians conquered Babylon. And so at this time, he's got the king who's here, and he's like, he went to the king. You already have a king that's already got an ear open to obey God and ask him, I, as your cupbearer, go rebuild. And he says, how long is it going to take? What do you need? And so you had a government that actually supported, hallelujah, God's kingdom plan. And what's really interesting now, up until now, and I'm not speaking just strictly for America, we've never had anybody who supported Christian values like we have now. We've had people have been fighting for Christians. We've never seen that coming from our White House. We've never seen that coming from our government. There's doors now that are open, and this is like a leeway. And people are trying to make our president God and King. No, he's not that over us. But we have to be able to recognize the times and seasons. As he said, Nehemiah's task. The king then opened the door. He didn't actually do the work. He just opened the door to give God's people permission to go do what God says. And that's what we have been fighting all this time in this country. The laws are against us doing what God says. People don't even want you to speak the name of Jesus in public. It's really been restrictive, where you can't even use Jesus Christ's name on a TV show. But you hear people saying this, like, well, what is this? You can use it as a cuss word, but you can't promote. So we don't understand quite fully, because this is all we've ever known, that these are means of persecution. We've been persecuted, not as it has been in some of the cases in the East, Eastern countries, but we have been restricted to speak truth concerning Jesus Christ in this nation. And now we have political allies who are saying, okay, we're fighting for the Christians. We're fighting for their voice. We're fighting for what they want to do freely to worship their God. And there's been a lot of backlash for Christians and Jews in this country. That's why you have this strong push for Islam. Well, they don't understand the difference between the Jews and Christians and Islam is that the Jews and Christians, we have been designed to live within a nation. As he said here, a kingdom within a nation, meaning we can operate, if allowed to, legally, to do the things we need to do to please our God and not disrupt things. But when it comes to Islam, oh, they take over. They literally disrupt everything, because their thing is there can be nobody else in control but us. So when people look at their different faith, Christianity is not here to take over in the way people think. It's a love takeover. It's one of those things where God blesses his people so much that people run to him, that he does so much for people who come to him that's what makes people come. He doesn't have to kill them. He don't have to threaten them. He just say, okay, here, I'm God. I am love. I have something for you. Come. Freely come, and I will freely give to you. But that's the kind of thing that God is wanting us to do when we walk out here and rebuild the kingdom. It's rebuilding the kingdom order. What is that? Love one another. Not backbite. Not get into these fights just either the political. Telling the truth about who he is. Witnessing to people. There are a lot of people here that are undercover Christians. Don't tell people they're Christians. I have some in my family. Don't want to talk about God. We don't want to talk about them. Well, okay, so you can be held responsible for that. Why? Because Jesus said, go into all the world and tell them who I am. So if you got friends that you have for, 20 years, don't even know you're a Christian, that says a lot about your Christianity. Or if you be on the job and people don't know the love of God through you, that should be an issue. And people say, well, all I got to do is demonstrate, be the light. What does that mean? Be the light means be like Jesus Christ. How was Jesus Christ? He was always preaching, healing, laying hands on the sick, casting out devils. That's how people know. That's how you're a light in God's kingdom. Because you have so much deception that today. You have the enemy pretending to be angels of light. You have people who are, like I was telling somebody the other day, I know people who turned from Christianity to go to witchcraft. Why? Because they were nice. They gave me stuff. They did stuff for me. Yeah, and you didn't even care that they were witches. Well, they were nice. I didn't know. They were doing what the Christians should have been doing. And so the person's on the opposite side, forging a place to hell. Why? Because the people were nice. They took care of them, gave them stuff. But that's not what Jesus said demonstrates the love of Christ. No. The love of Christ is, are you going to speak the truth in love? When somebody's sick, are you going to lay hands on them and try to heal them? When they have demonic attacks, are you going to cast out the devil? There has to be a sign that you look like Jesus Christ. You did the same thing that Jesus did. And he taught everywhere he went. We don't have to go overboard with it, but it's easy. I had it easy in many cases where people I'm with that don't know God, they'll ask something. How did you know that? You really want to know? Yeah, I want to know. Because if that happened for you, I want to know how you did it. Oh, okay. Well, I prayed and asked God. He gave it to me. I asked God. He told me what to do, and I did it. And they look at you kind of like, no, but really, what did you do? No, I tell them. And that's the kind of message that we need to be telling people to realize there's another way to live on this earth. There's another way to survive financially, to do things that you are normally impossible. There's even for dealing with health and issues. There's other ways. But if Christians are still going to the doctor, taking medication and not even thinking about going to the healer, how can you be a witness? You can't be. So we have to restore the kingdom, this kingdom order, what it means to be in the kingdom, what God came to do through Jesus Christ.
Beloved, I hope that explains what it means to have a kingdom within a nation. This is how God works in the earth. Now, before we go, let me read the prophetic message again that makes this concept clearer. God said, it's my time. God's time means we have to be about the Father's business, restoring the kingdom according to Daniel 2:44. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church with no spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Like Nehemiah, we are to rebuild the waste places and the uninhabited cities, restoring the kingdom and rebuilding the walls. A kingdom within a nation. It's a love takeover, more than a Sunday-only club. Not taking over everything by force, but being a prosperous attraction that draws them into God, according to Jeremiah 33:9. We take it by force, the force of faith, standing firmly on the word of God. And that's how God describes our job as believers in restoring a kingdom within a nation. If you've enjoyed this episode, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying in these final days before Jesus returns. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.